Under the current foster care system, children who enter the system are placed in homes that meet their needs. But since the state contracts with so many different private foster organizations, there's no guarantee kids will be placed anywhere near their neighborhood.
So we may have children entering foster care in far west Texas, but their service needs can only be met in Houston. So they have to go to Houston for their foster care rather than stay in their local community.
That's David Whiteside with the Department of Family and Protective Services. He says the foster care redesign program would change that.
With the redesign system, we want to bring the services to the communities where they're needed.
Under the new program, DFPS will contract with only one private company that's in charge of finding children a foster home. The contracts will be performance-based, so it's dependent on positive outcomes for kids. The state will also work with biological families to create a safe environment for kids at home. It'll also continue to represent the children in court. But some worry having the state work with families and private companies place the kids in homes will create a disconnect. Irene Clemens is the president of the Texas Foster Family Association.
If the family, the biological family, or the parents are not doing what they need to do, then even if the child is ready to move on and go home, that can't happen until a judge makes a decision about if the child can go home or not.
She hopes biological parents and foster parents will be able to work together directly when possible to get children back home. Ashley Harris with the Texans Care for Children says she also has concerns. She worries there's not enough data available that shows whether or not using a single contractor actually reduces the time kids spend in foster care.
Specifically related to foster care redesign, we just don't have enough information yet to see if that's really improving outcomes for kids.
But Whiteside with CPS says foster care systems in other states use one private contractor successfully. He says the goal is to slowly implement the strategy statewide. Kate McGee, KUT News.